Get in touch with your gun-toting, cold-blooded, murdering side.
A world's first.
As you've already heard, members of the entertainment industry must also do their part. They and the rest of us cannot kid ourselves.
I didn't know I was shot.
Our children are being fed a dependable daily dose of violence. And it sells. And it sells. And it sells. And it sells. Now, 30 years of studies have shown that it desensitizes our children to violence and to the consequence. And to the consequence. And to the consequence.
Why, Tupper!
World's first.
Lieutenant!
I know that by the time the typical American child reaches the age of 18, he or she has seen 200,000 dramatized acts of violence.
Red River!
And 40,000 dramatized murders.
And it was only then that I felt a paralyzing pain, and I learned that the bullet had hit me up here.
Kids become attracted to it and more.
What was that noise? I thought it was firecrackers.
As their exposure to violence rose, so in some deeply troubling cases of particularly vulnerable children, does the taste for it. Advertisements have a particular role here. They have the power to egg children on and lure them in.
The world's first.
Every parent knows what response a commercial for sugar cereal or the latest 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 Star Wars toy will get from their children. People advertise because it works. They want that product in one way or the other. They're determined to get it. Think twice about the impact of ads for so-called first-person shooter video games. Like the recent ad for a game that invites players to, and I quote,
get in touch with your gun-toting, cold-blooded, murdering side.
I'm not the water softener.
Here.
When violent entertainment made for adults, it undermines the rating system. And if you look at some of these ads, it's hard to argue that the games were made for adults in the first place.
Violent content is advised.
And he dived in on top. And the next thing I knew,
General Borax, U.S. Borax.
Get in touch with your gun-toting, cold-blooded, murdering side.
Back into a groove.
Yeah, we optioned John Rocker to Richmond, and something we had been thinking about for quite a while. In Houston, we were really thinking about it, and this last road trip, and one of our pitchers got hurt, Greg McMichael, and left us a little short. So I think it's the best thing overall. For us and him right now to go down.
Back into a groove. back into a groove, back into a groove, back into a groove.
It really hasn't affected our team, I don't think. But, you know, we play so many close ball games that you have to get people out when you come in. You can't, certainly, if they hit the ball, that's a different story. But walking people, start walking in runs and stuff like that, that, you know, he's got to just try to get back in his groove.
Of all of the cancer that we've had, and it is a cancer, thrown in our way, you know, and 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 it is a cancer. To have something like this cancer, and it is a cancer, cancer. I think it's just a cancer, and it is a cancer. Team has been playing very well, and it is a cancer.
That we've been talking about this for some time. That we've been talking about this for some time. The other incident has nothing at all to do with this decision. The other incident has nothing at all to do with this decision. The other incident has nothing at all to do with this decision. This is entirely about trying to get a guy back into a groove, back into a groove, back into a groove on his baseball game.
The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder. I mean, that's mighty spooky, you know, to feel somebody's out to get you.
I made a lot of money.
Well, I'm not a crook. I've burned everything I've got.
KGB.